Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Alaska College of Education Consortium, encompassing the University of Alaska Anchorage, University of Alaska Fairbanks, and University of Alaska Southeast, has officially announced its second year of its teacher internship scholarship program. According to Monique Musick, the manager of communications and marketing at the University of Alaska, this scholarship is extremely beneficial to any education student because it helps them focus on their TA program without having to worry as much for the cost of living.
The biggest thing is that if you're going to complete a full-time internship, you can't really work even part-time. And so recognizing that committing to that year of training makes it really hard for people to finish that full-time internship year.
The recipients who are awarded the scholarship will not only get $10,000 stipend, but are also eligible for full tuition support during their final full-time internship year. Graduate students who are enrolled in an initial licensure program are also eligible for the tuition support and $10,000 living stipend. And from what the data shows, Musick says that this scholarship has made quite a difference for many students. This scholarship has allowed me not to work during my student teaching semesters, which provides me with time to focus so much more on the classroom. I don't know what I would have done without it, said Jewel B. Carroll, a BA elementary senior for 2324. Carroll wasn't the only person that benefited from this scholarship, though.
We were able to give out $1.3 million to 75 different teacher candidates. And so those are all students that were in their final 30 to 60 credits of getting their teacher licensure.
The main reason for creating this scholarship is to ensure that students can succeed. When financial obstacles get in the way, it makes it difficult to complete their last 2 years.
That internship is really critical for getting them that experience in the classroom. And there are other avenues of getting, you know, emergency or other ways that you can get into the classroom. But data all shows that actually finishing a year-long internship improves retention and it improves their preparation.
To find more information about this scholarship program, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. A Kenai Central High School player has been named the Gatorade Alaska Volleyball Player of the Year. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
In its 39th year of honoring the nation's most elite high school athletes, Gatorade on Monday announced Emma Beck of Kenai Central High School is the 2023-24 Gatorade Alaska Volleyball Player of the Year. Beck is the first Gatorade Alaska Volleyball Player of the Year to be chosen from Kenai Central High School. Emma says after she learned she'd won the award, the first call she made was to her brother, who'd been supporting her throughout the process.
I actually got to call my brother and his friend.
Beck said in a call with KSRM.
It was just such a cool moment because they were just super excited for me, and you could tell their energy through the phone, and they had just really been wanting me to win that.
The award, which celebrates the nation's top high school athletes for excellence on the court, in the classroom, and in the community, distinguishes Beck as Alaska's best high school volleyball player. The 5'11 senior outside hitter led the Cardinals to a 51-5 record and a 3A state championship this past season. Beck recorded 810 kills, averaging 5.9 per set, to go with 352 digs, 100 aces, 90 blocks, and 62 assists. She is a two-time state champion and was named the 3A state tournament most outstanding hitter. Kenai's student body president, Beck has volunteered locally by fundraising to support cancer research in addition to serving as a middle school volleyball coach. Her volleyball IQ is off the charts, said one coach from Mountain City Christian Academy. Not only could she hammer the ball from the right side, but she was also acutely aware that she could tip it over the block. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Thursday.